This week, the Israeli parliament, called the Knesset, passed a non-binding motion calling the government to annex areas of Jewish settlement in the so-called West Bank, or Judea and Samaria. Ever since May 1948, when David Ben-Gurion read out the Declaration of the Establishment of the State of Israel, there has been a war of the dreams, or a war of ideology, taking place among the Jewish people in their land. The political left sees Zionism as a secular movement seeking to find Israel a place in the world and be just like the other nations around them. The right wing, on the other hand, want to emphasize the Jewish ethno-national nature of the State of Israel, with the religious Zionist camp taking this further to say that the state is a vehicle in God's redemption process for his people. For the larger part of Israel's modern history, the secular influence of the nation has been in ascendancy. The early Jewish settlements of the land were largely militantly secular, drawing inspiration from the communism of the Soviet Union. But over the years, things have gradually changed. A key moment, for example, was the premiership of Menachem Begin in the 80s, who brought a Jewish religious spirit to prominence in government. But today, everything is different. Religious Zionism, as it's come to be known, the leaders of the settlement movement, are in Netanyahu's government, with plenty of popular support in Israel. There are incredibly important politicians who wake up in the so-called occupied territories, the West Bank in Judea and Samaria, perhaps in Hebron or Beit El, and they drive to Jerusalem, to the Knesset, to do their day job. And the prominence and public support for these figures in Israel is staggering. And the events of the past week should stand as a landmark in the history of the Jewish people as one of the watershed moments when it became clear that religious Zionism is turning the tide in the land of Israel. And that's because this week the Knesset, as mentioned above, the Israeli parliament passed a motion, 71 votes for and 13 against, calling for the application of Israeli sovereignty for the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria. After the Oslo Accords in the 1990s, the West Bank was separated into Area A, which is full Palestinian Authority control, Area B, which is under the PA's control but Israeli security control, and Area C, which is under Israeli civil and security control. The application of sovereignty, or annexation, would apply to Jewish settlements in Areas B and C. Area B makes up about 21% of Judea and Samaria, and Area C is about 60%. Annexation, or applying sovereignty, is about extending Israeli rule of law over a territory after these territories were conquered in the 1967 Six-Day War. It's important to note that this was not a vote on legislation this week, which would be legally binding. This is merely a call to the government to apply sovereignty by a clear majority of the Knesset. It's unclear what will happen now, and pretty unlikely perhaps that Netanyahu will actually apply sovereignty in the very near future. But the fact that this motion had support from the prime ministers and members from both the governing coalition and the opposition is huge. Benjamin Netanyahu himself voted in favour of this resolution. This is a whole world of difference from 2005, for example, when Ariel Sharon, the Prime Minister of Israel then, withdrew from Gaza and a few towns in the northern area of the West Bank, or Samaria. The nation of Israel has changed, and this has been evident for a number of years now, but this motion is a statement in time that demonstrates the scale of this change in the nation of Israel, this shift towards religious Zionism in the land. Here are a few quotes from the text of this historic motion itself. It says, quote, "Judea, Samaria and the Jordan Valley are an inseparable part of the land of Israel, the historical, cultural and spiritual homeland of the Jewish people. Hundreds and thousands of years before the establishment of the state, the forefathers of our nation and its prophets lived and acted in these areas, laying the foundations of Jewish culture and faith. Cities like Hebron and Shechem, or Nablus today, Shiloh and Beit El, are not just historical sites, they are a living expression of Jewish continuity in the land." The Simcha Torah massacre, October the 7th, 2023, proved that establishing a Palestinian state constitutes an existential threat to Israel, its citizens, and the region at large. The Knesset declares that the state of Israel has a natural, historical, and legal right to the entire land of Israel, the Jewish people's historic homeland. The Knesset calls on the government of Israel to promptly apply sovereignty, Israeli law, jurisdiction, and administration over all areas of Jewish settlement in Judea, Samaria, and the Jordan Valley in all their forms. End quote. One of the politicians who brought the motion to the Knesset is a member of Knesset called Simcha Rothman, and he said the following, quote, "A Knesset resolution does not itself implement sovereignty. According to Israeli law, only the government, using an executive order, the Knesset, via legislation, can extend Israeli law, jurisdiction, and administration to parts of the land of Israel. But even as a declaration, this resolution carries immense meaning. It expresses our unbreakable bond with the land of Israel, the cradle of Jewish civilization. It reflects the national aspiration to realize the return to Zion. It calls upon the Israeli government to act without delay by its authority to transform vision into reality." End quote. Now, the reference to October the 7th in the motion shows us how the tragedy of a couple of years ago has shaped and moulded the perspective of the Israeli public and parliament. It has shifted the dial, or the Overton window, away from the left-wing organisations such as Peace Now or B'Tselem, who advocated for a two-state solution, and instead it's now shifting towards the prioritisation of security concerns and religious Zionism. Even in terrible tragedy and suffering such as was seen on October the 7th, we can see the hand of God working with his people in the last days as we wait for the Lord Jesus Christ to return to the earth. The nation of Israel has changed, and it is changing in front of our eyes. And this move, this motion towards the annexation of the West Bank, demonstrates this change on a huge scale in the nation of Israel. Famously, Ezekiel 38, a latter-day prophecy about Armageddon, describes the gathering of the Jewish people specifically on the mountains of Israel, Judea and Samaria. But a few chapters earlier in Ezekiel 36, we're given more detail about the destiny of the mountains of Israel, which says, quote, "But ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they are at hand to come. And I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it. And the cities shall be inhabited and the wastes shall be builded." End quote. Ezekiel 36, verses 8 and 10. Now, while these prophecies in Ezekiel do not require annexation in order to be fulfilled, it certainly makes sense that the application of sovereignty would be hugely consequential in order to reach a situation of peace on the mountains of Israel. As Israel rapidly becomes a regional superpower, as we've seen over the course of the last year, annexation could be another piece in the puzzle that leads to the conditions described by Ezekiel 38. Further to this, there are many passages in Scripture that lead us to believe that the controversy of Zion at the time of the end will have strongly religious overtones. The very phrase, controversy of Zion, as written about in Isaiah 34 verse 8, is a clearly religious conflict. The idea of Zion itself is religious. And this controversy has been played out down throughout time between God's people and Babylon the Great, or the Roman Church, as Revelation describes. The beast of Europe, pictured in Revelation 17, is ridden by a woman, the Great Whore, a definitively religious symbol. When the nations come against Jerusalem, we read in Joel chapter 3, verse 9, they say, "Prepare war." And the Hebrew for this is sanctify war. This sanctification is a religious idea. We expect to see a religious spirit in the land of Israel prior to the Gogian invasion, and particularly on the mountains of Israel. The Knesset motion that has been passed this week is deeply religious and cultural and harks back to the Torah and all of the prophets of Israel, there is a vast chasm between many of the leading Zionists today and Zionism as it was in David Ben-Gurion's time and the start of the establishment of the State of Israel. Things for the Jewish people in the land of Israel have changed, and we're watching that happen in front of our eyes. This has been Daniel Blackburn joining you for this week's edition of Bible in the News.